ABC Radio Australia.
Track and field athletes from half a dozen Pacific Island federations took part in the recent Australian Championships in Adelaide, and a number produced outstanding performances. Leading the way were Papua New Guinea sprint hurdler Adrian Monagi and the sprinter with the famous name Pius Wessel, and from Fiji, 5,000-metre runner Yeshnil Karan. In an Olympic year, all the Pacific athletes from Tonga, Vanuatu, Tuvalu and New Caledonia, as well as Fiji and PNG, were out to score world athletics points and enhance their chances of an Olympic place in Paris. The executive director of Oceania Athletics, Yvonne Mullins, kept a close eye on proceedings, and she was impressed with what unfolded.
To see two national records, Adrian Monagi from Papua New Guinea, in the heat of her 100-metre hurdles, she ran 13.46, which was a blistering time for her. It's the first time she's gone under 13.5. And then to come back in the final, she ran a little bit slower, 13.61, but both of those times were actually under her original PB. So she was really excited about those times, and we're really excited to see how she's going. She's been here on scholarship at the Gold Coast now for 2 years at Griffith University, so it's just a really good moment for her and for us to have her here with us on the coast. And then, of course, Yeshnil Karan from Fiji in the 5,000 metres. He went out and broke his own national record that he'd broken at the Pacific Games last year, 14.29.50. Again, you know, really good, strong result from Yeshnil. He wasn't in the top 5,000 race at the championships, but to go out and run a national record, you know, anybody's got to be happy with that. And he's certainly been on the improve over the last 12 months, and we're excited to see where he goes from here. But all in all, lots of PBs. Scholastica Herman from PNG, she ran a PB in her 1500, 4:40.32. She was fourth at the Pacific Games last year. Then there were, you know, just so many of the other athletes who were just out there competing at their best. And look, it's a tough gig to come to a national championships in Australia. And I think for some of the athletes, it was a bit overwhelming. Certainly for Rusiati Matai from high jump after winning the Pacific Games high jump, I think he was a little overwhelmed by it to start with. In the open high jump, he only went over 185 in the under 20, 195, a little under his 204 at the Pacific Games. But it's an opportunity for these athletes to come out and compete at the very highest level. And that's what we're looking for.
When you look at the performances of the likes of Yeshnil Karan in the 5,000 metres, Adrian Monagi in the 100 metres hurdles, national records, outstanding performances. But the question then is, how do we take them to the next stage? How do we get to the point where they're pushing for places in finals?
That's an interesting question. Certainly for Adrian, she's been here a couple of years now. And I think, you know, given that this was her first national championship final and she placed fifth, she's up against quality girls. Michelle Jenicke took that final out. Liz Clay second, you know, they're world class. So Adrian to now come along and to be fifth in that final, I think shows that she's certainly well and truly on the way. Yeshnil is competing and training a lot here in Australia now, so he's getting a lot of races. And for both of those athletes, I think that's been the difference, that they're out here and they're racing. We've always said you've got to have competition. You can't just go home and compete at your national championships, or in Fiji or Tonga, compete at the school's championships and just come out at an Oceania championships. It's got to be regular competition. You've got to have training that's well-structured, that knows when you need to peak, and these athletes are starting to learn that now, I think. But they have to be in high-performance environments. Pius Wessel came out, ran a PB, 10.61, made the semifinals of the 100s. A lot of boys behind him. The next step for Pius is, of course, to make an Australian final. He's here living in Australia. He's at the Oceania Athletics Association Performance Centre, and so he's now living in a high-performance environment as well. And I think that's what's going to be the difference between a lot of these athletes that make it and don't make it.
And I guess, certainly in recent years, Toyo Wessel remains the benchmark, doesn't she? Certainly for the sprinters anyway. I mean, she was Australian champion, so she demonstrated that it can be done.
She's one of our great Pacific Island athletes. And before her, we had Makalesi Bubulikonga from Fiji, who set the other standard, Mai Koimi before her. Those three female athletes all spent a lot of time training and living in Australia. and they were racing all the time. They're racing, you know, you go to the Queensland events every Saturday afternoon, there's, you know, hundreds of athletes lining up for the 100 metres, and it's all graded races, and they're racing and they're getting plenty of experience. I think that's the difference, and I think that's what we're looking for, trying to give these athletes more opportunities.
It is a difficult balance though, isn't it, when it comes to giving them the high performance environment within Australia, but by the same token, you're taking them out of their home countries. And there are people who will tell you that if they're away from home for a prolonged period, that becomes a negative.
It was the great debate last year at the ONOC meetings, wasn't it? Should we leave athletes in their own environment or should we take them out of country? Some athletes will thrive in a high-performance environment, some won't. And I think it's a lot about that individuality of which athletes will and won't. We have, you know, currently one of the Palau athletes, Sydney Francesco here, and it's been a bit of a learning process for her to come from Micronesia. We've always found that the Micronesian athletes, it's somewhat more difficult for them. They're a lot further away from home. The culture is a lot more different in Australia than it is in Micronesia. The Melanesians tend to have been here a few times, and so they feel a bit more comfortable maybe. There's strong communities here for them. So on the Gold Coast, we've got strong PNG, Fiji, Kiribati communities, and that's always helped us, whereas bringing in the Micronesians, not so easy. But the Tongans and the Samoans, they're starting to thrive more because the communities here are really supportive of them. So whilst I wouldn't advocate that every athlete needs to come out of their own environment to Australia or to New Zealand, I think there are some athletes who will thrive when they come into this different environment. But I don't think it's for everybody. It's a hard question, but you've got to give them support. You've got to make sure that it's not just about getting them out on the track. Got to give them something to do every day. They can't be sitting in their room waiting for training or waiting for a strength and conditioning session to come along. They've got to have other things to do. One of the great things with Adrienne Managi is that she's here studying, so she's busy. But it's not going to be for everybody to be taken out of their homes, taken away from their families, and put in Australia or New Zealand.